I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk, brought to you by veterinarians.org. It's that time of year again when people go crazy about anything pumpkin flavored. Pumpkin spice lattes have given way to just about any snack adding a pumpkin flavor. I've seen pumpkin spice tortilla chips, marshmallows, Oreos, goldfish, and even Jell-O. I'm sure there's much more. So why not get your dog in on the craze? Pumpkin is great for your dog's digestive system and is loaded with health-boosting nutrients. But make sure any pumpkin-flavored treat you give your dog is actually made with real pumpkin, not just the spices or fake pumpkin flavoring that many of our human snacks are made with. Pumpkin has vitamins A, E, and C that are good for eye, skin, and immune system health, and minerals like calcium that support strong bones and teeth. The seeds contain antioxidants, which are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory effects that can dislodge kidney stones and help prevent urinary tract infections. They contain an amino acid called cucurbitacin, which is toxic to many dog parasites like tapeworm and ringworm. And the high fiber in pumpkin can help your dog feel full sooner and for a longer amount of time. So it's good for dogs that need help controlling their appetite. There are many pumpkin-flavored treats on the market, but you can also make them at home. You'll need 2.5 cups of wheat flour, 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup of pumpkin puree or plain canned pumpkin. Make sure it's pure pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling. You'll also need 1/2 cup of xylitol-free peanut butter, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. While your oven is heating to 350 degrees, combine all the ingredients into a large bowl, then transfer it to a lightly floured surface and knead the dough until it starts to come together. Roll the dough with a rolling pin to a thickness of about 1/2 inch. Then cut it into whatever shape you'd like. Place them on top of parchment paper on a baking sheet and bake until they are golden brown. If you'd like a copy of this recipe, you can find it on veterinarians.org, or you can send us an email to request a copy at keom@mesquiteisd.org. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.